halacha in the internet is actually in schos of Mr. Zakil. It touched on your point that you very similar to what you mentioned. I don't know if it's identical to what you mentioned, or I don't remember exactly. It's either what you mentioned or similar to what you mentioned. So the Mishnah Berurah starts off with the halacha that we started yesterday's siman Tov Kuf Zayin Sivav. Bottom of page 246 in our editions. And the halacha that we learned was the following halacha. We learned that if a person really needs one loaf of bread, I'm just about to sneeze, but it's not coming, so it's fine. A person wants to bake a loaf of bread. However, in order to have it very nice and very tasty, we learned yesterday that it may be worth baking loads of loaves, because that aroma that you get by baking loads of breads together, it's just better aroma if you bake loads together, even though you know you're only going to use one loaf of all of them. Right. Now, we said this is specifically addressing the breads, or rather the ovens, that were used in yesteryear, in those generations, that the impact of loads of baked doughs together is going to increase the aroma, and that's going to make it much better. We said that's something of the tanurim, the old-timed and ancient ovens. With regards to contemporary ovens, says the Shulchan Aruch, which doesn't seem to be affected if you've got more bread, less bread, doesn't seem to make so much of a difference. Thank you very much. So the question is, can you bake more than what you really need or not?
Pardon the pound. Because it's baking more than what you really need.
Oh, I see. Very good. Yes.
Now Mr. Begoda's not here.
Yeah. And here comes the now comes an interesting Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says as follows in Tzivkot Lamed Hei, and lefos Yosef v'yesh poiskim, some poiskim allow shematirim af betanu shelonu, some poiskim allow in Tzivkot Lamed Vav, even with our contemporary ovens, that you bake more than what you really need. And if you need one of the loaves, one challah, one bread, one baked item you really need, you're allowed to add additional ones as well. Although you know very well you're only going to need one of them. But if you don't need even one, but if you generally know that you only need a fraction of one of the loaves, not a whole loaf, a fraction of one loaf, then you wouldn't be allowed to bake additional breads as well. So the point of it is, if you, even with our ovens, it seems to be, and that's where I have a disagreement with my wife. I asked my wife, is it better if you bake more in your oven? And my wife claims that it doesn't make a difference, she's not aware. I told her she's wrong, because Mishnah Berurah says that it's probably better. Then she asked me on that. She's long given up on that. Long given up. So the question up on that was, she said, well, how many times did to the Chavetz Chaim Vekhalas, yeah. She says, I bake every week. So that was the gist of what she said. Well, it's not exactly the words, but that's pretty much. But it seems to be, well, I think we've got to take out of this just the concept that it is definitely for some ovens, it's certainly true that it's better by having a lot of bread. And it is questionable as to whether, even with our contemporary ovens, it's better, it tastes better by adding more breads, it tastes better. And the nafkamina of that is going to be if you're allowed to bake more than what you require, simply because what you're actually going to use, what you're actually going to eat, is going to taste better. So, interesting point.
Is this based on the head of the Mar
B'Shurim? No, it's not really, it's a different sugya.
So, could you get, I think...
Mar B'Shurim is a different sugya as to whether Mar B'Shurim is going to work for melochas. This is different. This is not actually increasing the share, you're actually increasing melocha. If you'd be adding another kilo, that's Mar B'Shurim. Over here, you're actually adding extra melocha. I know this. Okay. Siv Zayin. Mutar listoim pi hatano. This is again referring to the old-fashioned ovens. Whenever we speak about the old-fashioned ovens, I picture myself the matzah ovens that we have, which are not so different than what they used to have. Mutar listoim pi hatano. Betit verefe shal spas hano. Now, the ovens used to... you need to insulate the ovens because they used to be quite open and there wasn't the sophistication that we have nowadays. So you can just shut the door open and close. So in order to, when you want to bake something or cook something, what you've got to do is you've got to seal it. You've got to seal the opening of the oven. What is the material they use for sealing the oven? So one of the common items that you used to use for sealing the oven would be tit verefesh al tzfas hanor. On the riverside, you've got this mud. Yeah, that's what it is, mud, which is by the riverbank. And you could take that and smear it onto the... It's a good insulator, is that... Yeah, do you know anything? Feels like a good insulator? This mud. Like what? Like... What's silt? Ah. Oh, I see. Well, it's really... Yeah. Shall's fast or no? So you're allowed to seal the oven with that. Now, you can't always seal it. And that perhaps tells us the chiddush of the sieve. That's if you got it, if you acquired it before Yom Tov, or you also buy simon, or at the very least, you may not have taken the mud, but you made a simon, you designated it, you made a sign, v'nit koilet zad echot, and you shoveled it, you pushed it, you dislocated it to another side. So you don't have to actually physically take the mud to your house and put it nicely in your bed, you don't have to go that far. You could just put it on a different side, and therefore designating it for use for sealing it in your oven. V'nit koilet zad echot. Avol, but... That's true, you're allowed to take it on the side. What you're not allowed to do is that when a gabel tit b'yom tov also, but to knead it on yom tov, that is still also. So if you take that mud and knead it on yom tov, that would be also. Mutar legabel eifa listan piatano, top of page 248. Mutar legabel eifa listan boy piatano, you're allowed to knead the ash to seal the oven, that you'd be allowed. Why is it okay to take the ash and knead it for sealing purposes? And what's the difference to mud, which you're not allowed to? So the difference is, as the Mishnah Berurah explains, that it is not about gibul. It's not something which conventionally you use. You don't normally use ash. It's considered a enu ba'akibul. That's a drabonon for tzorichach nefesh to a matir. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. So therefore, aloch lemais, you can take ash, knead it, and seal the oven with that. Simon tov kuf ches dvorim u'asum b'yom tov lachonas tzli. Preparation of roasted foods. How do you do that? You're not allowed to take the roof tiles. It's another word for roof tiles. What is it again?
Slates.
Slates? Is it slates? Roof tiles, good. Okay. Yeah, so don't take your roof tiles and use that for roasting or for baking. Why? First of all, would it work? Well, it looks like it does, but... Can you imagine it working? Take a roof tile, you heat it up, and you roast a schnitzel on it. Or you roast, or you bake a, hang on here, an omelette. Is that going to work? Yeah, roof tiles. Well, what is the roof tiles really made out of? Clay, yeah, clay. So you're not allowed to take that and use it for... People have to be original. You know, when times are tough, you've got to be original. You've got to use something. You're really hungry. You want to bake, you want to roast something. You take your roof tile because you have nothing else. And you say, why don't I use that? Put it on fire. Gets piping hot. Steaming hot. And that's the way you bake something. Can you do that? Not? So say, no. It's a great idea. Very nice. But you can't use your roof tile for that. Why? Because you're strengthening the roof tile by doing that. As we've seen in previous halachas, at times, certain items, which are earthenware in particular, we find that by metal as well, by reaching a very high level of heat, you're actually strengthening it. And it's you're strengthening the material by doing that. So therefore, you can't take the roof tile and put it in the fire and roasting or baking on it, because you're actually strengthening the roof tile, which would be awesome. You're not allowed to break the earthenware, and you're not allowed to cut the paper, to roast with it. We're going to speak about that. It's really interesting. You're not allowed to break the stick, the roasting. Yeah, read, that's it. Then lasso is to make kamosh put litzlis boy. So don't take a reed and break it, a reed stick, kind of break it to make a roasting skewer. That's it. Thank you so much. I don't know what's happening with my. Okay, let's get this clear, because this is very interesting. Have you ever seen people tearing off baking paper or aluminium foil? Tearing aluminium foil on Yom Tov, if you need it for your food. Tearing off, tearing off the cling foil, tearing off sometimes kitchen paper. Let's say you're frying something on Yom Tov, which of course you're allowed to. What do you want to fry on Yom Tov? Schnitzels. Right after that, you don't want to like eat too much oil. You want to feel a bit better about the oil consumption. You want to feel a bit better about it. So what do you take? You put it on. You put it on kitchen paper. So when you want to tear it in advance, you know, to do that. Tzorich nefesh. You're tearing it, or you want to tear some aluminium cling foil, anything like that. You want to tear it on your. It's tzorich nefesh. It's for kitchen. It's for food. It's for eating. And how to do that on Yom Tov. So Shulchan Aruch is telling us over here, let's look at this. Shulchan Aruch is teaching us over here what you are, what you're not allowed to do. So he started off about the roof tiles. He says, don't use roof tiles, because you're going to heat up the roof tiles and that's no good. You're making, why can you not use the roof tiles? Because you're heating up, you're strengthening the roof tiles. All right, so we understand, you're not allowed to strengthen the roof tiles. But why are you not allowed to strengthen the roof tiles? What are you doing by doing that? Very good, that's it. That's exactly it. Loshna Poiskim is tikkun moneh. You are fixing this roof tile. You are actually making it a better quality roof tile. Your words, tikkun moneh, you're fixing it. Now, as the Mishnah Berurah said in the second line, Sif Cotton Base, Mipnei Shemechasmon, Perish Shemelibun Ze, through this extreme heat, Hem Ischaskin, it gets additional strengthening. Vehavaleke Mesakin Mone, and that is considered Tikkun Mone, that's called a Tikkun, a fixing, which is also. Continuing very much with this concept, don't break earthenware, do not cut paper, and to roast with it. For roasting, sometimes you need paper, or you need something which needs to be cut. You're not allowed to. He says, Neo, he talks about paper. Don't cut paper for roasting, for cooking, for baking. Similarly also, you're not allowed to take this reed and break it to make a skew out of this. But why are you not allowed to do all this? And the answer is one consistent, single answer. Because tikkun moneh is also. Yes. Because before that, it was not the right shape. It was not the right size. It was not what you needed. It was not the keli that you required. Now, by cutting it, it's now become the keli that you need. Prior to cutting, it was not much use for you. It wasn't what you needed. Now, by cutting it, it's tikkun mona. And tikkun mona is also, as Mishpul is going to explain. That would be fine. Yes, I think that would be fine. I don't see why not. Yeah? Or if it's pre-cut, or if it's not cut, it's fine. The point being that by cutting it, you're actually achieving a tikkun mona. And that's a massive, I think that's some people seem to be, there is, I believe, some misunderstanding in that area. And you've seen people who hesitate or have confused. But, yeah, I know, of course, it's a bit hard for us to understand the difference between why not to cook with fire. You have to increase the fire on Yom Tov. You have to make, you have to bake, cook, roast. And yet, the very action, which is, this is common, to cut the kitchen paper, to cut it, you don't have to do that. What's the difference? Eichel Nefesh, Eichel Nefesh. The answer is no. There's Tikkun Mona. Tikkun Mona is also, even at Eichel Nefesh. As the Mishpul is going to explain over here. Shabbos is anyway, Shabbos also.
Could it be called Mechatzer?
Yeah, it would be, yeah.
So you're saying it would be different on Shabbos?
As far as the Melach, you're right. On Shabbos, there would be an additional Melach also of Mechatzer. You're right. It absolutely fits in the category of Mechatzer because you need a certain, it would qualify. But I believe that on Shabbos also, you could argue that it's Tikkun Mona as well. So you're correctly pointing out that there's another Melach involved in Shabbos as well, which is true. Yeah. Oh, which is true as well. It's Efshalat Sesim Ibudyom, something which you could have done yesterday. Why are you waiting for Yom Tov to cut it? You couldn't have cooked yesterday. It tastes a lot better today. But why are you not cutting it yesterday? Absolutely, it's Efshalat Sesim Ibudyom.
Because you want a specific size, and you didn't have the... In other words, if you're baking on paper, let's say, you use baking paper to bake on, you don't know how big your...
So you're saying that it's bits, perhaps you could argue that it's EF Shalas, Okay, but you could argue, you could always take the maximum share, and you're not losing out by having the, so, yeah. The Mishabu says over here, I'm just skipping a few words at the end of Sifkot and Gimel, who've yomt of also Mishum Tikkun Mona, it's all Tikkun Mona, and that's why it's also, the Mishnah several times over here points out that it is taken money. That's why it's also right. All right. Okay. And Siv Beis Poitzine Goizim to crack nuts. You'd use a shmata. You take a kind of cloth. And that's the way you crack the nuts. How do you do that? You wrap them up, and you bang it on a solid, or perhaps on a table, on a solid surface. But that's the way you crack it open. Now you're allowed to do that, really, in principle, because of Eichel Nefesh. You're allowed to open up the nuts and eat it. Of course, you're allowed to. But the chiddush of it is the last few words of Shulchan Aruch. V'loy chashin on shem ati korea. Whilst we learn that tearing is also. Even Tzorchel Nefesh, so here you would have argued that perhaps by banging on it, maybe you're going to tear this material, this shmata, for when you're trying to bang it for the nuts. It may even be common that it tears, but nevertheless, we're not worried about it. You carry on banging the nuts with this shmata. You don't have to do that. And if it tears, showing it's going to tear, it doesn't matter. You don't have to worry so much about it. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us over here. Right, so to summarize what we learned this evening, we spoke about the sealing of the ovens, which we learned that you're allowed to seal it with mud. You're not allowed to knead it, though, and prepare. However, if you designated it before Yom Tov, it's fine. But again, you're not allowed to knead it, but once it's prepared, you're allowed to seal the oven with that. In Siman Tov Kuf Ches, we learned the roof tiles can't be used for baking or roasting. We also learned that that's one example of Tikkun Mona, but other examples of Tikkun Mona include also the cutting of paper and breaking a reed in order to make a screw out of this. All this is considered tekamana, which we learn is also on Yom Tov. Similarly, also tearing is also. However, when it comes to using a shmata and opening the nuts by banging it on a table, so here we learn that although you may tear, but you don't have to worry about it. It's tov shenem mischaven, and therefore you may continue to do so on Yom Tov. I wish you a very good evening.